Hello, everyone. Welcome back to episode 4 of Go Big with B with your host, Bailey Ortega. I'm so excited to be back with my second guest on this podcast. We have Ella Hemmings. She is my teammate and she is a libero on the volleyball team. Ella, how are you doing?
Good, B. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so happy to have you on the podcast. So for those of you who don't know Ella, Ella is a little ball of energy. She is like the sunshine in everyone's day. And I'm so happy she's on the podcast.
Huh? That's why we get along.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty great. We always have a good time. We actually went on spring break together. She came down to my grandma's and we just had the best time at the beach. So we have easily connected right when I got here.
Very easily.
So I'm very, very, very grateful. For those of you who are watching, real quick, just want to clarify, I do have some cupping marks like on my neck. It's not what you may think it is. It's cupping. So that is rehab. So just want to clarify for everyone that may be watching.
It's like an octopus. Just
yeah. Yeah. So that's great. We love rehab. We love staying healthy. So
we do.
Lots of questions for you today. But first, just want to say, just tell me and the listeners a bit about yourself.
Okay, so my name is Ella. I am from Indiana, fellow Midwesterner.
Midwest.
I am 19, freshly 19. My birthday was a week ago.
Freshly
19.
In which we had a super fun Y2K team party. It was very fun.
It was really fun. It was super fun. I didn't really wear Y2K because I don't think I really own that, but it was really fun.
But
it was really fun.
The vibes were there.
No, it was fun. And then what did we do? I don't need to talk about that anymore.
Yeah.
I am from Brownsburg, Indiana. I have 4 siblings, 3 sisters, 1 brother, and the brother's the youngest. He's the favorite. But, and me. But I have played volleyball since I was like, I literally don't even know. Like, I actually don't know. My sisters grew up playing it. I just played it with my mom because my mom coached at the high school, the freshman team, and so I was always just, like, sitting there. But I like to have fun. I like to yell and scream and sing.
Keep that in.
But I'm just happy all the time. But I'm also very serious and competitive.
She is having her at Bro is so much fun and she absolutely kills it and brings so much energy, but she also for a freshman going on sophomore has so much poise and a lot of confidence, which as a setter I really love from my libero in the backcourt and her running the backcourt. So I really appreciate that. But yeah,
tear up.
Okay.
What else is there to say about me? You know,
what else did you do besides volleyball growing up? Like more about your fam, anything?
When it comes to sports, I've like actually only played volleyball. I mean, I played softball when I was younger and I was low-key really good. And I played soccer and my dad says I was really good. So I guess I was good, but I quit both of those at such a young age and like played volleyball and only volleyball for my whole life. But yeah.
Have you always been a DS libero?
No.
So let's talk about that. Yeah.
I started literally as anything. I mean, like when I was younger, there wasn't like set positions. I feel like everyone was kind of just
rotated
anything.
Yep.
Yeah. And then I got to middle school, my 12th year of club. My mom, like, I did not want to try it for my club. I played for Circle City Volleyball Club. I love it. It's the best place on earth. But I was like, Mom, I really don't want to go there. Like, I'm not going to make a team. All this stuff. Like, I was convinced I wasn't going to make a team. And she was like, I'll pay you $100. To try out, and I was like, sold.
Sold, I'll do it. Fine.
It. I ended up being the outside, 6th rotation outside on that team. Are we kidding?
6th row outside, come on.
Which is crazy. Well, because at that age, I was like, I wouldn't say I was tall, but like I was tall. I mean, probably since the age of 12 to now, I've grown probably 2 inches. I was, yeah.
So at the time, you were like taller among the average.
Taller, but like yeah. Still like, no, but I've just always known how to, like, I can place a ball well. You know what I mean? I feel like libero's are good at that naturally. Like, you have to know how to place a ball well. So I feel like that's why I was up there, just because, I don't know.
Ball control.
But I also was 12, so I can't say much. But then my 13th year, my coach was like, we want you to libero. And I was like, I don't know.
Really?
I don't thinks, like, is that for me? And I was really upset. And I remember, like, talking to my friend, and I was like, I just know, like, my outside spot's going to be taken and gone. And I was, like, actually distraught about it. But now, like, I'm in college and I'm there. So, I'm like, you know, it's fine. It worked out. Mm-hmm. And then I got to high school. My freshman year, I started as libero. I played pretty much the whole season. I think the whole season is libero. And then my sophomore year, my school had not won sectionals in like 30 years. And we were good. Like, we were pretty good. It's just like, and there have been teams in the past, like when my sisters played, like they were good. It's just like the other teams in our sectionals were like good. And they were just better, I guess. I don't know. It was always such a good game. But my sophomore year, they were like, so we're going to switch you to outside again. And I was like, hold on. Hold on. Like, I'm open to anything, but please. Like, please help me understand why. And they were like, you know, defensively, and, like, we just think it would be best. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. We ended up doing it. It was good. They didn't set me, but they set me some, like, when they had to.
You were there.
But I was there, yeah. And, you know, I went up and soft blocked. But I did in high school. It was terrible. And then, I don't know, I loved it, though. Like, it was fun. Playing outside was so fun. Mm-hmm. But, except when I didn't get set, even though I didn't, yeah, whatever. But my junior year then, I started out as libero, went to outside. And then, I think there was some COVID things happening. That was my junior year, I think. Then I had to set. And we were playing this team. There's this team in Indiana called HSC. And they're, like, really, really good. They're really good. And we found out, like, an hour before that I was going to have to set because our setter got quarantined, because that's when all the things were happening with quarantine. And she had to, like, sit out, and she couldn't come. So I had to set. And then I ended up setting, like, a few other games just when we had, like, random things happen. But that was, like, last resort. Mm-hmm. Like, last resort is me setting. But, oh, and my senior night I set.
Wow.
Because
you were just dishing.
Yeah, we wanted to put all the seniors on the court together. And we could only make that happen if I was setting. And you know what? I will say, I had some nasty sets. Some nasty sets. And they were all clean. Now that double rule is not a thing.
Which, actually, we can talk about that. Do you like that the double rule's gone as a libero?
No. I mean, okay. It's, like, low-key controversial. Like, I feel like everyone's, like, so, like, different on it. And, like,
and honestly, I see both sides, which is why it's, like, tough.
Do.
Yeah.
I do see both sides. But I just will never understand. Like, setting is an art. Like, I have watched my setters train for hours, like, years. Like, my setter in club, she trained so much and all the time, and it was an art. Like, setting is beautiful. Like, when you watch volleyball, like, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And when you see a double, you're like, ooh. Oh, girl.
There's like, a crowd reaction for sure.
There is.
Especially the opposing bench as well.
It is. Uh-huh. It's a big thing. And so, and, like, obviously, like, sometimes as a libero, I low-key doubled, and that's when I was like, okay, that's rude. I hate it.
Like, why would you call that?
Exactly. But setting is such an art, and it, like, mm-hmm. low-key upset me when they did that. But it's okay. I mean, I feel like people were saying it's not that big of a part of the game because, like, in college, it's not as big. Mm-hmm. But I think it is a big part of the game.
Yeah.
And it's changed. What's your take?
I think my take is more so, like, I still think the art of setting is going to be there because, like, it's inconsistent to purposely double the ball. You know what I mean? Mm. So, like, when people are like, oh, people are purposely going to, but, like, you're not going to hit the target and give a good set if you're always doubling the ball.
That's true.
So my thing is like, I think the art of setting is going to stay there. Like, cause, like, I think about it and I would say I probably double one ball, maybe a couple, depending on, like, the dig or the game, like, per match. So it's like, that's one call though, that the play just continues.
Maybe even, and like maybe one.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So like, it just,
not that big.
Yeah. So that's my thing is like, I think it just continues rallies and also takes the fear away from different positions, which I kind of like, because then again, like, the play continues and you let people just kind of play a little more freely, which is when people play better volleyball, which is essentially what people want to see and want to be a part of.
But then this is another thing. I feel like, well, I'll be fast. I feel like then they're going to start booting out the shorter setters and they're going to only keep tall setters. And hear me out. Why? Because, which makes me really sad. And I know. You're not average.
Well, no, I actually am quite short. The average setter's like 6 feet tall.
Okay, but no.
But thank you for saying I'm average.
You do really well. Anyways. You get up, girl. But it's like, it makes me wonder if they're going to start, because they're like, setter, you can be any height. And setter, like, a setter is a person. Like, you don't pick setter. Setter picks you. You know what I mean? Like, setter picks you because it is just natural and it just comes to you. And now they're going to be like, you're a middle, but you're massive. Let's convert you.
When you stand up to set, your elbows are above the net. You're a setter.
So let's convert you. You're and a setter. That's my thing. Like, I'm like, but I don't know. I don't know enough about it yet because I haven't even played a whole year with it.
Yeah, I think so. It'll be interesting to see if it truly does change the game. I think it's so fresh right now that it's like not changing anything realistically. Yeah. But like once this fall season comes and like everything starts, it'll be interesting to see how it changes.
Yeah. But. And I'm wondering if refs will like accidentally call it and then we'll have to like replay. Balls.
That happened at our tournament this past weekend. Oh yeah, I remember that. Someone called it and I was like, did no one, but they were club refs. So like they're used to calling it.
Does club volleyball still have it?
Yeah, the only thing that changed was college, like NCAA. Yeah, at least I think. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. I just know NCAA changed for sure.
That's so interesting.
Looking at the next question. Oh. Okay, we kind of already touched on this, but what role has sports played in your life? I know we obviously talked about volleyball was your main thing, but what role has sports kind of taken on throughout your life?
I mean, it's like, honestly, like, I thought about this question because, I mean, I watched Jade's podcast and I was, like, preparing.
You're like, what would I say?
I was like, what would I say in this? But I was thinking about it and I was like, I, like, don't know myself without playing sports. Like, I don't know, like, you know what I mean? Like, you figure out who you are and, like, you know who you are. But, like, I truly don't know who I am until I'm just done playing sports, I feel like. Because sports has literally, like, never not been a part of my life. Mm-hmm. Like, you play volleyball year round. You get maybe a month off, like, in club and everything. And then here, you don't get time off. And that's okay. I love it. But.
Well, you do, NCAA-wise, you do get time off. Yes. But voluntary hours are an option.
You do get time off.
There is time off. There is required time off. Let's clarify
this
that.
Is just
There's required time off, but there are voluntary options. And as a team, we have decided that we want to be in the gym as much as possible.
We do. It's just a bit more, what's the word? Ravenous.
Just get a bit ravenous sometimes.
Okay. A bit ravenous. But
anyway,
I think about that and I'm like, I really like sports has like not defined me, but like been who I am, a part of who I am for so long. And it's going to be so interesting to see who I am without that. But like, I don't know, like when I think about like volleyball and like, if I were to, like, someone were to describe me, like, or, like, I were to describe myself, like, volleyball would be in the terms of how I describe myself, which is, like, honestly kind of scary if you think about it because, like, I can't be volleyball. Volleyball can't be me. Mm-hmm. Like, I can be happy. I can be energetic. I can be bubbly, but I can't be volleyball. Mm-hmm. And so I got to work on that. Honestly, no, I'm eye-opening myself because I got to realize. But I don't know. Sports has always been a very big thing for me and played a huge role in my life. And, like, not only my life, but, like, my family's life. Like, my family has spent hours. And I look back on club now, and I took it for granted during the days. But, like, my parents would travel to frickin' Timbuktu for a volleyball turn to watch some girls play volleyball at 6 a.m. And they loved it. Mm-hmm. Like, and they enjoyed it and, like, didn't complain.
Yep.
And I complained. Because I was like, oh my God, I don't want to get up. Like, ugh. But they were always there. And it's like crazy to think about that. Like, I'm like, wow, not only did I go through it and like, is sports part of me, but like my family is just as in as I am. You know what I mean? It's just crazy to me. But I don't know. Like, I don't know what life looks like without volleyball. Like, that's what it's always been. I've always been training. I've always been doing something. And like, yeah, I've done things outside of it. And there was definitely a point in my life, I don't even know, probably like middle high school-ish or like early high school where I like would train as little as possible because I was like, I'm having FOMO.
Yeah.
Everyone's doing everything. My friends are hanging out on the weekends, but I'm in freaking Louisville at Bluegrass Plant. Like, it's just so many, but I don't regret any of it. You know what I mean? Like, I would not change a single thing that has happened with volleyball because I'm so glad I ended up here, and I can't imagine not being an athlete. It's weird. It, like, changes you. It also has made me so – it has definitely shaped who I am. Like, I'm a very tough person. Like, I think my coaches would say that I'm a little too tough because they have to pull me out of drills because I don't know how to regulate myself with sometimes I'm hurting a little. Fun fact, I have arthritis.
Fun fact for listeners.
I have arthritis. And sometimes my back hurts a little. And so they'll be like, yeah, just like step off for a few balls. And I'll be like, but like, I don't want to. And I used to really like actually get really, like Kevin could see, like I would get really upset with him because I would be like, no, I'm not. Like, just leave me on. He'd be like, we know you're tough. But please don't do that. And I was like, oh, yeah. Okay. But it's definitely shaped me into who I am. Like, I've become, I feel like so much tougher and like also just more confident. But like the confidence, I think, came later within sports. Like, as you're younger, like how you play truly defined who I was. Like, my mood depended on it. Everything, like, if I wasn't having a good practice, I'd go home and everything about my day was affected by then. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what sucked about it. And coming here, realizing that, like, our coaches, they care so much about you, like more than an athlete, so much more than an athlete. And, like, you could have a bad practice. I used to be so, like, petrified that my coaches would, like, not like me for, like, missing a dig. Or, like, you know, something else. Like, they would treat me differently. And, like, they literally don't care here. Like, you can go up and talk to them after practice. And you had a terrible practice, and they're going to be, like, treat you as, like, just a person. Mm-hmm. And so I think that, like, coming here definitely helped me realize that, like, it's not that deep. Like, it was never that deep, girl. Like, sports is so big to me and everything, and it is not that deep to, like, let it hang. But, like, my confidence has definitely come from that, and, like, it used to fluctuate so much. But now it's just kind of consistently there because I feel like I know, like, I'm very secure in who I am as a person, and volleyball can't change who I am. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. I think that idea is very common, especially in high school, because when you have all those coaches on your court and stuff, then even more than that, it's like your entire future feels like it's tied to how well you play in that game.
No, that's so true.
So I think it can also stem from that. Like, I feel like that's when I think of when I really felt that is like when all the coaches are there with their phones out and their little half sips and whatever, and you're just sitting there and you're like, I have to have a good game because my entire future could ride on this warm up.
It is so intimidating.
Yes, absolutely.
I agree with that. Club volleyball, all the little girlies that have coaches on your court right now, don't think about it. Be who you want to be who you are, and don't think about it. Because I used to look at them and I'd be like, and then I'd shake the next pass because God forbid I'm like telling myself like just don't mess up
because you're thinking about it
exactly and I'm like they are just people too
they
might dictate your future and they might but they're still people and no I used to let stuff like that get to me all the time or like there would be certain teams we played in club that were like some of their parents even were just so like into it.
Oh,
that would really get to me.
Yep. No, especially I'm going to totally call probably a lot of club teams out when you go to high five them and their parents line up on the line.
Like, oh.
Like I'd warm up and I'd be like, oh, okay, let's do this. Like,
we played this one team. I'm not even going to say
that.
No. But they were awesome. We always saw them from when I was like 12 to like 18. Like we saw them throughout my entire career. Of like club and their parents, they never backed down. They were always so invested, which good for you guys. Like that's really heavy, but that was always so intimidating as like an opposite, like player on the opposing team. Cause I was like, oh my God, their parents allowed at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Girls.
No, some parents get
really
dedicated.
Yeah, they do.
No, I love it. Okay. So moving in, obviously, we've talked a little bit about high school, how that kind of correlates to the role sports play in your life. Now, you've had one season of collegiate volleyball. You're now about to finish spring. Yep. No longer a rookie. What would you say is your biggest lesson you've learned in your first, basically, like your first year, your first two semesters of college volleyball?
I don't even remember who I was just talking to about this, but I was just, like, talking about how I don't know who I was, and I thought this transition was going to be easy. Like, the volleyball transition, like, the actual – it is a whole different level. Like, it is a completely different ball games. Like, especially – I'm going to point out serve receive. Those serves are coming so much faster. It was so, like – I think I had to learn, like, my biggest thing I had to come to terms with was the fact that I'm going to get a lot worse before I get better. And I remember, I think it was Kevin saying that, because there was one time in preseason last year, and Kevin looked to me and Journey and Angie and Kenzie and asked if we were okay. And we started crying, all of us.
That's such a freshman year preseason. I feel like everyone has, terrible. Yeah.
We were like, well, now that you ask. No, and we actually have a picture of all of us. Like we're crying. But, like, I was, like, so confused, because I was like, why am I bad right now? Why am I bad? And I was like, and he talked about how, like, you're going to get so, like, honestly, you're going to get worse before you get better. Mm-hmm. And it may be, some people's worst may be very slim. Mine happened to be quite large, a quite large chunk of time that I was not the player I really wanted to be. But now that even, like, in this spring, I literally have progressed so much and gotten so much better, which is, like, thank God. Like, I'm so happy about that, because I'm like, wow, this is so easy now. And I'm like, wow, I just had to go through that little, that tiny but absolutely massive ditch to get up here. And it's okay. But I don't even know what else. Freshman year, can I do, like, not volleyball?
Yeah, just, like, even biggest lesson. Like, just talk about freshman year. Like, obviously, I just had Jade on, and we talked about, like, going through freshman year during COVID and all. Yes, like, all of that. So, like, your, like, full normal freshman year experience. Like,
that's so...
It can be volleyball or not. Just, like, what have you learned? What was it like? Just anything.
It was, I mean, so far, it's been, like, I don't know. It's been good. It's been... I don't know. It's so good. Like, I obviously I'm 12 hours from home, so I don't have any type of, I came here knowing absolutely nobody, which is a little bit different than our B-girl here, because she probably knew lots of people.
Coming here?
No, coming to Iowa.
Oh, yeah. I had people from my high school that were, yeah.
Which is okay.
Which is fun. It's fine. But that is also one of the, I guess, like, it's a blessing and a curse when you go far away. It's because, like, you don't have to see anyone, but also...
That's true.
Yeah.
But I only know one person here. We maybe can leave this in or not. But fun fact, he's a football manager. I went to prom with his brother. That's how I know him.
And that was the one person.
I was like,
I have one person.
Literally one person. He's a football manager, and his brother and I went to prom together. I was like, wow, that's so interesting. But
that's funny.
It was like, I definitely was super nervous at first, like, but I was super excited because I was ready to get out of Indiana. Like, I don't like snow, emphasis. I hate snow. I hate it. It's so pretty when you're inside.
Well, it's pretty for the first 30 minutes.
Until it gets, like, brown and slushy, mm-hmm, and then mm-hmm, you're, like, trapped in your house.
Yep.
Yeah, but I don't like snow at all. I like the warm weather. And actually, when, like, recruiting, I literally told my mom, I was like, she was like, what do you want out of a school? And I was like, I want somewhere warm, a football school, and there to be a palm tree on campus. That's what I wanted. That's literally all I wanted. That's what you can find. All three of those things here.
Checks all the boxes.
But I was really nervous at first, but I was also so ready and, like, excited to move. And, like, when we first got here, because AC and Mika, they got here, like, a month before us, before me, Mackenzie, Journey, and Angie. Which, so they had already kind of, like, they knew what was going on. And then we moved in, like, July 1st. And it was, like, one of those experiences that, like, you like, can't believe it's, like, real. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're, like, you feel like you're, like, oh, my God, I'm on top of the world. But, like, now I'm, like, we would literally go and, like, walk around. Like, we'd be, like, I'm bored. Let's, like, go walk on campus. Or let's, like, do this. I'm bored. I'm taking a fat nappy now. Like, it's just, like, crazy how fast this became, like, home. You know what I mean? Like home, Brownsburg, Indiana will always be my home. But, like, now when I go home, it's, like, I'm, like, okay, I'm out of my routine. I need to get back to my room. Uh-huh. I need to get back to my routine. I'm going to volleyball, going to practice. Because it's, like, weird now. Like, the fact that I, like, have such a set in stone routine. Like, I've never had a, like, crazy big routine like that. And you get here and it's boom, boom, boom. Like, and team, shout out Teamworks, because yeah. I don't know what I.
And Blair. Yeah.
That's the only thing I check. Like, I wake up in the morning, first thing I do, check Teamworks. Uh-huh. Before I go to bed, check Teamworks. Like, actually, like, that's the only, like, I'm on Teamworks all the time, mm-hmm. which is like a, what is it? It's like a little schedule organizer for people that don't know.
It's a calendar, essentially.
It literally
is. There's a calendar on it.
In detail, though. Yeah. Very in detail. It's awesome. And you can like put your own little private stuff on there. I always do that. But it's like crazy how much of a routine you have. And like I go home and like I went home for Christmas break and I was like, I love being home so much. But I'm like out of routine and I feel weird and my body feels off and everything feels off because I've been doing this consistent routine for so long. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like out of it. And like this to me, like Baton Rouge, LSU, like Indiana's like home, but this is like home now.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And like the people that I know, like my team, everyone, like I've become so close with like so many people. And I've really tried to branch out and meet people outside of athletics. I try to meet friends in my classes. I was just telling Bailey about this. That I try not to tell people at first that I'm an athlete because I'm afraid they're going to like, I don't know. Like,
no, this is a very, I feel like common shared experience among athletes is some people do tend to have a specific idea or stereotype of athletes.
Exactly.
And so it can be nerve wracking sometimes when you are in a class full of people that are not athletes to say you are an athlete because some people think athletes get special treatment, some people whatever. So I think that's a very common.
No, and so I don't tell them I'm an athlete because I'm like, I just want friends.
Yeah.
I just want to be your friend.
Please.
Literally, I just want a friend. But I mean, I've loved it. I've had so much fun. I think looking at my favorite thing is just like so far, like I have loved traveling like in season, like going to all the schools. Like that is my favorite thing, like seeing all the schools and seeing how different like our campus, like y'all know our campus is like very like beautiful. Like it is beautiful and it has so much history. And the trees.
Mic drop. That's all you need.
The trees are stunning. Mm-hmm. My mom loves the trees. She talks about them all the time whenever I'm on FaceTime with her, like, cause you know, like your annual walk into class mom talk.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like,
you can see the trees in the back. Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh my God, they're so beautiful. But like, there's so much history here. And like, it's so different than like at home, like IU, all my friends go to like IU and Purdue and like, wow, that's so different. And then you like travel for like SEC and like you go to like Tennessee and like Florida and it's all so different and they're all so beautiful. And like, I just love seeing all the colleges and like, cause I feel like, I mean, SEC is, I mean, so is Big Ten. So is every Power Five school, but like going and like seeing these like football stadiums, I'm like, mm-hmm. Like we played at Alabama and there was a football game happening the same day that we were practicing there and you could just hear it. Like you could hear it from that practice gym. It was crazy. Like I just love the fact that we have like traveled so many places, like incredibly lucky because no many people get to do that. Mm-hmm. But that's, I mean, I love it. And we always have fun. Like our team, I just love the, like hanging out with people and having fun. And it's warm here and the UV index is really high so I can get really tan.
That is indeed a perk. I agree.
I wear my sunscreen though.
Absolutely.
30
I'd love to know because I was thinking about this. I remember when I first got here, I want to say it took me like a couple weeks, but I was on the phone with my mom, like doing the FaceTime walk. And I had said, oh yeah, like I'm almost home.
No, and then you're like.
And it like hits you. Or like when you go visit home and then you're like, oh, I can't wait to go home. And then it's like, wait, but I am home, but also
but this home. Is not, it's weird because I've never thought, like I've always been very strict on what my home is. Like very, like I will be lots of places, but my home is my home. But it's crazy. I think like coming here has definitely opened my eyes up because I'm like, well, this is my home now. Because home is more than just house. You know what I mean? Like home is the fact that all, 13 of us spend every day together and our coaches and everyone. And we're always on this campus together and we always have the same routine. And me and my bed are locked in. We're locked in for life.
Half the time I Snapchat Ella, she's in her bed.
I'm always like,
she's always in her bed.
I have this one break, like my Tuesdays. Is it my Tuesdays? My Mondays and my Wednesdays are like packed with like tutoring and stuff. And I have like an hour and a half break. And I absolutely sprint home. Well, I go to Mathern's. I get broccoli cheddar soup. I heat that in the microwave, and I sit in my bed, and I just lay there. No TikTok, no Snapchat. I just lay there because I just want to sulk and just sit and just enjoy. Window open, always. Random question. Do you sleep with your window open? Not like your window, like your blinds open.
No, absolutely not.
What floor are you on?
With your blinds open?
Always. Well, it depends. Like,
well, I'm on the third floor, but also like, I don't know. I think I've seen so many movies and stuff where people like look through windows and that just freaks me out. Also because the street light shows through my window. Dang. So like it can like be bright. So I distinctly like shut the blinds so it's dark in my room.
I like a dark room. Like if I'm really wanting a dark room, then I'll like close them. But I always close them up. Random fact.
Agreed.
Always up because then the light goes up.
Yes, because then the light goes to the ceiling.
My mom taught me that.
Yes, absolutely.
Always goes up. I always go up because then it's going to be shining on my face and everything. And, you know, the sun really seeps through. And I have a really great view. Like, my window view of campus is of literally the PMAC and Tiger Stadium.
It's beautiful.
It's stunning. Yeah. It's perfect. But I do sleep with my window open because I am realizing I'm moving off campus and I'm not going to have that view anymore. And it's like, I have to take it all in.
That's valid.
That's going to make me so sad. But no. Sad. You can have two homes. You can have two homes. Like, you can have home, you know, like mom, dad, you know. And then you can have home, which is, like, the people that, like, I think it, like, goes to show that, like, blood doesn't make you family. You know what I mean? Like, blood, you don't have to be blood to be family.
Absolutely. Like, but also, like, just because your teammates doesn't mean your family, which I think is something that is really special here. And very special is like everyone on this team is my family, like wholheartedly, 100%. And
different teams could say different things.
Absolutely. And just like not like I think like a lot of people have like really bad experiences and they go into college thinking it's going to be a family. And like that's why it is important to not only like your coaching staff, but also make sure you like the teammates that you meet because 100%. Those are the people you're spending the time with.
Exactly. So. Like you're spending the time with coaches, but at the end of the day, you're spending your most time with the girls. So I mean, that was a big thing for me was, like, I mean, on my visit here, like, I hung out with, like, a few of the girls for a little bit. But, like, I wish I would have longer, even though, like, I lucked out. Like, I had great girls.
Yeah.
Like, I really lucked out. But I wish that was a bigger part of, like, visits is, like, spending time with the girls because that's, like, who you're going to be with. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But, yeah, this is home. This is fam. This is, I love it here.
Ooh.
Bailey is mommy. Bailey is granny.
Meemaw. I'm Meemaw.
Bailey is Meemaw.
Okay, moving on to the next question. What do you wish you could tell? I feel like we've kind of talked about this a little bit, but what do you wish you could tell your younger self or younger athletes that are listening to this podcast?
Ooh. Yeah, we've definitely like talked about majority, like hinted at them, but I know younger Ella, that poor girl, she just let sports define who she was at all moments, all times. It was who she was. It was how she was described. I based my relationships with people off of it. I based my friendships with people off of volleyball and sports and how I was performing and all this stuff. And that's like it's embarrassing and it sucks because you're so much more than that. And I think at the time when I was younger, especially early high school, I did not know all who I was without sports, like at all. And sports was the only way for me, in a sense, to feel validation, which is scary, but it was. It's the only way I felt validation. Like some people, like, can feel validation from school and like great grades and all this stuff. And like my friend, our friend, Angie, she is like very academically involved. Like she is very locked in on her academics and is so like interesting to see, and she's opened my eyes about it because I have never been like that. Like my academics, like sports has always been first for me, and academics has always been like it was important. Like my mom made sure I knew it was important. And girl, she used to get real mad at me because I had struggled turning in assignments in high school, but I ended up here. I was fine, but I like it really opened my eyes about like how you can have both and everything, and like you can get that satisfaction that you get from like a great dig or like having a great game. You can get it from so many other things. So I think I struggled to just like know who I was outside of a volleyball player and like prioritize myself outside of volleyball because I think I prioritized myself in volleyball and in volleyball relationships. And it was so like that was so hard for me. And like I just would have like the greatest confidence one practice and then the next practice no confidence, and it was like so inconsistent, and honestly it really like messes with your mental health, like because I was constantly seeking validation from volleyball and from coaches and from just wanting to be like perfect. And I eventually had to come realize I was like, girl, that's not possible. And you can have bad games, or you can not be the best on the court. Like, you can not be the best on the team at all. You could be whatever, and you can still bring so much, and people are going to, like, embrace that and love it so much. Like, last year, my role on the team was serving sub and the bench's biggest cheer. Like, and that's what they embraced me for. Like, you know, like, you can see, like, I am very loud and very outgoing, and I have fun and all this stuff, and, like, I loved it, and everyone, like, sees you for you and not you as a volleyball player, and, like, it is just... I would, like, just say, like, get to know who you are outside of volleyball, and whether that's doing things outside of volleyball, whether that's going to therapy, you know, because therapy really helped a girl out.
Yep.
It really helped me realize and helped me, because, like, there's, like, sports therapists and there's, like, regular therapists. Either one is going to help you figure out who you are mm-hmm. outside of a volleyball player and what your life looks like and what, like, it was so helpful for me to just realize. I was like, wow, I have so many other things to talk about other than volleyball. And I thought I could talk about was volleyball. Mm-hmm. So I think finding, like, my advice to younger girls and younger Ella, because girl, figure it out. she needed to figure it out because it really messes me for a while. But it's just to, like, understand that, like, you don't want to zoom out too far. Jill talks about this.
You don't
want to zoom out too far and you don't want to zoom in too far. But understanding that it really is just a game. Like, it is just a game, and you have so much of your life ahead of you. Like, it is actually embarrassing how little of this, like, your life takes up. Like, yes, we spend, like, what, to, like, 12 years playing volleyball. Mm-hmm. Like, it's actually crazy. But, like, there are so many other crazy important things that are going to happen in your life, and you only get one life. So, like, don't let that define you. Don't let one play define you. And, yeah, be invested, be committed. Because if that's what you want to do with your life, then yeah, do it. And that can be a big part of it. But understand that, like, it's not the end of the world. And I always made it to where it was the end of the world. Like, mm-hmm. panic, like, I was crying insufferably and, like, panic attacks about volleyball. And I was like, I look back and I'm like, girl, it was never that deep. Mm-hmm. It was never that deep. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and I feel like a lot of times when you're younger, they always tell you, like, you have to eat, sleep, breathe, volleyball.
No,
it's the only thing. And it's like, at times, does that kind of need to be true? Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. But also, like, it doesn't just have to be that. But if it is and you enjoy it and you're balancing everything, great. But I think that kind of talk, like, it's a toxic mindset at times.
You might actually, like, I think, it literally is going to look matted.
It's fine. But I think that's something that's really important to tell young athletes. So I love that whole speech you just did was literally spot on.
Because, I mean, there are times when you need to be more committed, especially being here.
Yeah.
Like, you have your times when you're like preseason, girl, it's eat, sleep, breathe, volleyball.
Oh, yeah.
Eat, sleep, breathe, volleyball.
And not just here. That's
everywhere.
Everywhere, every level, I believe, like, everywhere. Preseason is, even in high school. Like, I had two-a-days in high school.
People talk about that. Journey talks about how her club had two-a-days, and I was like, hold on.
Yeah. It's
hold on.
Yeah.
We didn't do that.
Uh-huh.
That's brutal.
It's crazy.
I'm sorry.
But
I mean, I hope you liked it.
To each their own.
To each their own.
So we are both big advocates of therapy. So I'm very happy that she brought that up. So through therapy, through discovering the importance of finding yourself outside of sports and all of these amazing things that come with freshman year, who would you say you are in a few words?
Oh, God. Tuffy. I would say Ella is, I'm going to go.
Give me like 3 to 5.
I'm going to go 4.
4. Okay, right.
Try.
Okay.
Ella is confident. Ella is sympathetic. Ella is...
I would say empathetic.
What is the difference?
when I
think... Because I use both.
When I think of sympathetic, I think of, like...
You don't even know.
No, because when I think of empathy, I think of, like, I'm always here for you. Like, you really, like, care about other people's feelings and, like, you put yourself in their shoes. Like, empathetic, you're showing empathy. But sympathetic, I feel like I'm sympathizing with you. So then I kind of...
Can I look it up?
Okay, what are you looking up?
What is sympathetic?
You're looking up sympathetic? I'm looking up empathetic. Because I don't know why, I just feel like sympathetic has a... empathetic, showing an ability to understand and share the feelings of another.
Okay, maybe I'm not sympathetic because it says I'm feeling of pity and sorrow for someone else's misfortune, which I do feel really bad if someone goes through something.
Well, that's what I mean, because because a lot of times when something bad happens, you're like, oh, like, show sympathy, like, I'm sympathizing with you.
I don't know why I thought that meant, like, envy. Or, like, I thought like, that was envy. God.
Okay, well, anyways.
Empathetic.
You learn something new every day. But yeah, that's what empathetic is definitely the word I would use. I'm glad we...
Ella is, Ella's confident, empathetic. Ella's, Jade said goofy. I can't say goofy. Because I feel like I'm goofy, but I'm like not.
I'd say silly.
But...
You're kind of silly.
Am I?
You're kind of silly.
Yeah. Am I mysterious?
No. You are not mysterious. Those TikToks where it's like the nights I want to be mysterious, but this is me. And it's like someone dancing in the middle of the night. That's Ella and I.
But this song comes on.
Yes. But no, exactly.
What is love? But if that song comes on at any time, I'm no longer mysterious.
No.
Anyways, Ella's confident. Ella's empathetic. Ella is, I'll put that into one thing. Ella's outgoing. Ella is very outgoing. Ella will talk to anyone.
Yes.
Ella can have and hold a conversation with just about anyone. Which reminds me of Bailey, because Bailey is very much like that as well. But no, I can talk to anyone. And well, I'm a big rambler, unfortunately. You've probably noticed.
Hence why we were excited for this podcast.
Exactly. I can talk a lot about a lot of things, and I'll get really off topic. But like when I talk about things, I tend to really, really miss the point and get off topic. I'm very like... I don't know. I think that just all goes into me being, I'm very outgoing, but I'm very confident in who I am, which makes me, I feel like, more outgoing because I'm very like confident in who I am. And I've always been in the mindset, like if someone doesn't like me, well, they don't like me. All right.
Shucks.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. But Ella's confident. Ella's empathetic. I think Ella is.
Ella's empathetic.
She's outgoing and she is... I don't know. I gotta really think. And she is... committed.
I'm not gonna lie. I was gonna say if you need help, I would say like determined or hardworking. Like something along those lines.
Yes. I would also say very determined.
Yeah.
Because I think, I don't know, I'm always very determined to like get better. And I feel like you can see it, especially... I don't know. I'm very, very determined and very, and that comes in all aspects. Like that's not in volleyball too. Like I'm just very like, oh, I want
to
do this.
Yeah. Cause I was going to say like even applying it to like how you're an empathetic person is like when you're like, when something is wrong with someone that you really care about, like you are like determined to like, how can I help? How can I get to the bottom of it? What can I do? Like you are determined in that aspect too, which again, like I feel like encompasses multiple words that you said. But that very much
reminds me of you. They're all connected.
They are. They're
all connected.
They all create Ella.
Aww. He's cute.
Okay.
What is love?
I love that we had to Google that. That was really funny. Okay. We're getting into some of the hopefully not as deep questions, but we can take them whatever way we want. So what are some... we talked about this prior, so this is going to be fun. What are some of your hobbies outside of volleyball?
I talked a lot about how I want to know who I am outside of volleyball, but I will just say I don't have crazy big hobbies. I'm not artistic, girls. Give me something to trace, I can trace it. But it's nothing like that. I really like sleeping.
You like going to other sporting events?
I do.
Yes.
I do.
Supporting Tigers, other sports. Yeah.
I do like that. I like eating, but I'm picky, which is kind of sad. I'm not like that picky, but I'm kind of picky. And I feel like I've come to terms with it lately. I eat a lot of cheese. Like a lot of cheese.
What an amazing thing to eat though.
Well, here's my hot take. And people will, I think this is crazy. Vegetables are better than fruit. I've never been a fruit girl.
I don't know if I can.
I know you can't get on board, and that's okay. Most people can't, and I've expected that, and I've accepted that I'm the problem. But
I'm the problem.
I I've grown up, like, I was only a veggie girl. And I don't know, like, I like the typical grape, an apple, you know. I don't like oranges. I've never actually eaten an orange. I've never had an orange. I've had, well, mandarin oranges. But I've never had, like, a real orange. But anyways, I like eating.
I sleeping, love, breathing, eating.
I love listening to music. Oh, yeah. My God. I, like, my pride and joy, my soul, everything is into my playlists. Like, my playlist. And Bailey, shout out Bailey. She actually is probably the person in the world that has the best playlist. She has a playlist for everything. She has the best music I have ever. Everything. We could be sad and we're gonna listen.
We could be sad and pull up the Slow Vibes playlist.
Exactly. Or we could be happy. Or, you know what? Maybe we're in a country mood. Rare.
Cowgirl summer.
But maybe we're in a country mood. Mm-hmm. And we're going to listen to some country. Or, you know what? Maybe we're in, oh my God, I need some old-timey Usher right now. You always got the Usher going.
Throwbacks.
You always got the Usher. But I love listening to music. Like, I don't know how much I listen to music, but I listen to it so much. But I love hanging out with friends, too. But I also love my alone time, mm-hmm. which is weird. But I love being around people. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I don't have any crazy big hobbies. I don't know. Traveling.
I was waiting for that one.
Get me out. Oh my God. Unlocked a whole thing. Going to the beach. I love the beach. It makes me emotional being there. I am one with the beach. Me and I am beach. Who is beach? Ken.
Oh, Ken. Yeah. What's your job?
Beach.
Beach.
I'm beach.
What do you do? Beach.
I do beach.
That is.
I do beach. I have purse.
I have purse. No, I was waiting for you to say that. When you said I am beach, I was like, I have purse.
I have purse. But I love traveling and going to the beach and being outside if it's not cold. But that's, I mean, those are my hobbies. I love playing volleyball.
Of course.
Oh my God.
Of course.
Oh, we knew it.
So.
And beach volleyball.
On the, perfect. On the music avenue, okay, you had to listen to, there's two questions tied into this. So the first question, one genre of music for the rest of your life. Like, it plays everywhere. Like, it plays, like, at sporting events. It plays in the elevators. It plays everywhere. Okay. And then the next question is a must-see concert. Like, you have to see this person in concert. Those are your two music questions. Genre,
because I don't know. Like, I do not know. Right now, I have this playlist. It's called my go-to playlist. And I listen to it all the time, and I know every single song word for word. And right now, that's just, like, Drake, SZA, maybe some old classics. Like, you know, we have some, maybe some Chris Brown on there, you mm-hmm. know? Maybe some old Chris Brown or some, I don't know. Like,
so, like, hip-hop R&B?
Or some, like, Lauryn Hill. Like, girl, you know you better, watch out.
So hip-hop R&B.
Yeah, I would definitely say that right now.
Especially because then you get the throwbacks.
Exactly.
You get the current.
That's like a very broad range. And I remember watching Jade, and she was like, she made hers very broad. Because it's very broad. Like, there are so many things. You know what? You can, like, some things that you might not think go in R&B, I might think go in R&B.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's a very broad category.
Yeah.
So probably hip-hop R&B-ish, okay. I guess. Must-see concert. You guys said Bruno Mars, and that, I mean,
solid. Which, by the way, I'm not going to lie, I totally looked at tickets to his show in Vegas.
I wanted to go so bad. We got to really look at plane tickets,
too.
No, I do want to go. I'm serious. When is it, though? Isn't it July?
The summer, yeah.
I would actually, like, that really opened my eyes, because I would die to go to a Bruno Mars concert.
Yeah.
Like, he is...
like, all of, yeah.
Are we kidding? Hearing that in person?
It's,
but, yeah. Or like, sad, but like, you know, the one where it's like the Twilight one where it's like, if you let
them leave. Oh, yeah.
That one,
mm-hmm.
I just would like lay down and
oh, that was, that's It'll Rain, right? Every day it'll rain.
Oh,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow. It's just really good.
Yeah.
But besides that, I'm going to go different genres.
Okay.
Adele.
Oh.
I would die.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know.
That would heal.
She's perfect.
Yep.
She's perfect. And then we're going to go Rihanna. Because Riri, my girl, I don't think she's as out right now with her music and stuff. She's focused on her family, which good for her priorities. Mm-hmm. But like a throwback Rihanna, just period, just Rihanna. She's perfect.
Yeah.
She's the most perfect human. Or like, have you seen the videos of her like singing Love on the Brain live?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, can't fathom that someone can do that. I haven't thought about the next one. But I was thinking about this actually on my walk today, and I was like, Rihanna, Adele. I gotta think of one more. I went to Drake. You went to Drake too. We went to different nights, but
same concert.
Drake and J. Cole, and
so good.
Just seeing that in person was crazy. Like that,
and all of the songs they hit.
Like, oh God,
I do truly like, because I feel like that was literally like Drake and J. Cole's like Eras tour. Like I wish Rihanna, I'd want it to be like an Eras tour. If I saw Adele, I'd want it to be like an Eras tour. Like I want all of the songs.
100% agree. I would want to go to SZA. I would give an arm and a leg to go to SZA. I would give an arm and a leg. I probably know.
Talk about like three. Like what a trifecta. Like if right. all, like wow
together.
And you hit kind of everything. That would,
Adele, wow. SZA, Rihanna. If you're watching this,
we would love to see you at a game.
Please, I would love to see you at a game. If you guys want to sing the national anthem as a trio together, or if you just want to come hang out, like we're really fun.
It'd be great.
And I'll make your kids buffalo chicken dip.
That's the exchange.
I promise.
Free tickets to a game. We'll put you on our pass list. And buffalo chicken dip.
And buffalo chicken dip. It works. Oh, that'd be good stuff.
Okay. He can cut this out, so let me just...
cut this out.
Okay. Last couple questions. So my initial question was favorite book, in which she proceeded to say, I don't have an answer. So we changed it to favorite movie.
And it's funny, because I changed it to that. And I don't have one, but
she funny. Said, but I want to talk about it.
But I wanted to know, I was thinking about a movie that I can cite word for word. And the answer, you're never going to guess, Soul Surfer.
Oh, I knew this. I feel
told
like,
you about this.
Yes, we've talked
Soul
about
Surfer,
this.
I know that movie, like for real word to word, like I know every part of it. And I don't know why. When I was younger, I was so fascinated with it because it's so tragic. It is
a
terrible.
Very tragic, sad movie.
But
which
it's
like
very
is
uplifting at the same
in a
time.
Way,
and
yes.
Like determined. And mm-hmm. Guess what? It also involves the beach. And so I think that was very, I don't know. I was convinced I was going to be a surfer when I was younger after that. Like I know that movie word to word. Another, okay. I have to really like genuinely think about this. I love the movie Inside Out.
Oh, and the second one's coming.
I know. And Moana. I love those two movies. Those are Disney. I got to think of like a real like grown-up movie because I guess I'm a grown-up.
Not the grown-up movie. Those are valid.
I guess I'm a grown-up movie. Not grown-ups.
No, I mean like. I can't really I just said those are still valid picks. Like
grown-ups though? Banger.
Solid.
But no. I don't know.
I'm surprised you haven't said like a romance movie.
Romance, either I love it
or like
hate
a rom,
it.
Like a rom com.
Rom coms are so. I weirdly like scary movies. Okay, actually, we're gonna talk about that. I weirdly like enjoy. Like, I think scary movies are so fascinating. Like, I'm like, why do people create this? Like, why do you make this?
Yeah, movie?
What is going through your head?
What makes someone think I want to make this a movie
exactly.
with some of the things? I'm with you.
Because sometimes I'm like, this is very vulgar and we might need to seek therapy.
I was going to say, are you in therapy?
I know.
Are you okay?
The movie, okay, anytime I hang out with anyone, I make them watch the movie Midsommar. Have you seen it? It's terrible.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard it's awful, so
it's
I'm not.
Terrible. It is terrible, but it is like so bizarre and you're just like, holy crap, like I cannot believe this is real. Like it's crazy, but like scary movies, I enjoy watching scary movies. One of my best friends from home, her name is Ava, but she used to go to sleep, like she falls asleep with scary movies on all the time. I was like, that's interesting. But if that's like my favorite scary movie is Midsommar. But I don't know what else there even is. I'm like a sucker for, like, if I'm going to watch a movie, it's going to be Princess and the Frog, Moana, or Inside Out.
Honestly, solid choices.
Or on spring break, you told me to watch, you went to bed, but I watched it out in your grandma's room, in living room.
Think Like a Man?
Yes!
Oh my gosh. Think Like a Man is such.
That was a great
movie. Have you watched
movie.
The second one yet?
No. What is it on Netflix?
Yes. So we can. Yeah, watch it. You want to have. Okay.
You know what else? Speaking of shows, on the way back from. From whatchamacallit, Anna Maria.
We drove for spring break. We drove. It was what, 10, 11 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, we drove. So continue.
But on the way back. Well, while we were on spring break, we watched the show. What is it even called?
One Day.
It's a slow start, but let me tell you the end.
No, it's that's not even. It's a 7 to 8 episode slow start. And again, to each their own. We were struggling. We were like, why are people raving about this?
But the determination in us, we just really saw it through. And the end, was it worth it? I don't know, because the end was so detrimental to my mental health.
I've never seen a group of college girls sobbing as hard as we were. Like it. And when you say sobbing, like, I think you guys all have a picture in your mind of, make it even worse. Like sobbing, sniff, like we were a wreck.
It was.
And it was all of us. It wasn't like one person was worse than the other. We were all collectively awful.
No, we were, I don't even know what to say about it. Like it was, I don't want to watch that again. It was so sad because apparently it was such a slow start, but I was really attached to these characters. And
I think that's what, happens.
But on the way back, we watched, in the car, we watched My Life with the Walter Boys. It's a cringy emphasis.
Uh-huh.
Little like romance between like Summer I Turned Pretty, like
Summer I Turned Pretty on a ranch in Colorado.
That's literally what it is.
Yep.
Between a girl and her brothers and blah blah blah. And we watched it, and in the finale, we were gonna watch the final episode, and Bailey, we had gotten back already, and mind you, we probably knocked out like 5 episodes on this drive. Like,
no, it was like 6 or 7. We knocked out 6 or 7 episodes because we got a ways, and I was like, okay, like I can't keep listening to my same playlist. I can't keep, like, we have to do something.
We knocked it out.
Yeah.
But so then we get back and Bailey's like, okay, like we need to watch the finale together. And I was like, okay. And Angie, who didn't even go on the trip with us.
She didn't watch the first 7 episodes.
She didn't. Angie, but she was invested. She was like, I'm going to watch.
Mm-hmm.
That ending, I mean, I'm waiting for the second season. That's all I'm saying. And right now I'm watching Next Level Chef, if anyone's watched that. You know Teenie? The girl on TikTok, the chef.
Yes. The one with the mac and cheese recipe that went.
Yeah, but get into that later because I saw one of your questions about what my ending meal was.
That is indeed my next question.
And Teenie's mac and cheese.
So, Ella, taking the words out of my mouth, the last question is, what would your last meal on earth be? This is a really tough one.
Oh my God. I know. I listened to Jade. She said sushi. I don't like sushi.
Well, she had like a whole like platter.
Like she had, like, yeah, I'm really a charcuterie board.
Yeah, that's what she said. Like a charcuterie board of everything.
Mine's going to go big, but the charcuterie board is in fact an entire countertop. And
okay,
one thing on it, I am very picky and I like basic food, but my favorite food of all time is mac and cheese. I love mac and cheese. But it has to be really good mac and cheese. So I'm going to go Teenie, and Teenie has to make it herself. Teenie's mac and cheese on TikTok.
Have you actually had it?
I have.
You have? Okay, I was like, Christmas. Are you saying it based off the video?
I made it for Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
For the girlies. Yeah.
Love. I'll be expecting you to make
it. It was really good. Well, I think I did it wrong a little bit, but it turned out fine.
Okay, sorry.
So mac and cheese. And then Sonic mozzarella sticks dipped in marinara sauce. Really good. And then buffalo chicken dip. Really good. It's all over the place. And then over here, there's a really large, juicy, fat bacon cheeseburger.
Is there a specific place it's from?
No.
Okay.
Because I don't know if I've experienced a really good, juicy, fat bacon cheeseburger yet in my life.
So is it like a steak patty, like the thin, like, patty? Or is it like a thick?
No, like it's a grass-fed beef Angus burger. Grass-fed. Yeah. But a really good, like, a really good cheeseburger doused in ketchup. Because, again, I don't like it dressed. I don't want the lettuce and stuff on it. No, just give me the cheese, the patty, and the bacon. And the bun, of course, you know.
Mm-hmm, of course.
My mom's chili.
Okay.
It's yummy. Okay, hold on. I'm doing too much.
This is a lot. This is indeed a big meal.
Mac and cheese.
Would your appetizer be like the Sonic mozzarella sticks?
No, I'm scratch those.
Oh, okay, scratch.
Buffalo chicken dip is my appetizer.
Okay.
And then my entree is mac and cheese with a juicy fat cheeseburger and salmon. I love salmon. Teriyaki salmon. Which is interesting. It's weird and they don't go together, but it's okay. Just let it happen.
Okay.
Sides. Fries.
What kind of fries?
I like waffle fries.
Waffle fries?
Or loaded cheese fries.
Lots of cheese, as we've talked.
Yes. And then what comes after that? I guess I need a palate cleanser. I'll put a grape. And then.
And then you're going to have it with a Dr. Pepper?
Oh my God. How could I forget? Yeah. I would have a Dr. Pepper and then a McDonald's sweet tea and then maybe a little water for cleansing. And then my dessert. Can't forget about that. Actually, I don't even know my dessert. Maybe dirt pudding.
Mm-hmm.
You like dirt pudding?
Yeah.
It's good. Or a little Debbie Swiss roll. I'm kidding.
Are you though?
I'm so joking. I did grow up with those. Or zebra cake. But.
Oh, zebra cakes, buzz, oatmeal cream pies, buzz, cosmic brownies. Buzz. Man. Okay.
I don't know. I really don't know what my last like dessert would be because I like all desserts. I like a good cookie cake.
Mm.
A good cookie cake is good. Mm. Or a good cake. Oh. I don't know. I'll eat everything. Just give me a sampler. Sample plate.
A little dessert sampler of everything.
Yeah. Is there anything else I'm trying to think of? Like, what else can you eat?
What else can you eat? That's a fantastic question.
What are you drinking? No one's asked you.
No one has to ask me. It's okay.
Well, I'm asking her.
Oh my gosh. I'm not gonna lie. I haven't even thought about this. You had time to prep. Okay. If I had to be like super basic, get it done. My last meal on earth is going to be chips, salsa, queso,
ooh,
a fat Coke and tacos, rice and beans.
Oh my God.
Like the whole spread because I could eat Mexican food every single day. So that would be mine.
Her and Jade go get Mexican food.
We do.
Often.
We get Mexican food often and we've brought a lot of them along. Often. We're looking for more places. So if you have Mexican food recommendations in the Baton Rouge area, or honestly, even I would drive to New Orleans.
Yeah, you would.
I would. Honestly, just for food in general. Like I'm just a foodie. Like I would. I would do it.
I would but too.
That would probably be mine.
That would?
So, yeah.
That's really good.
And then
what to drink?
Drink would be a Coke.
Oh, you said that.
Coke and a water. And then for dessert, it would definitely be a warm chocolate chip cookie.
Okay.
Warm, gooey chocolate chip cookie.
Dipped in milk?
Honestly,
with
no.
With a glass of milk?
I would have it with a glass of milk, but honestly,
do you
like
put ice in your milk?
No.
Okay.
That is no. That should be illegal.
Random.
That's.
I mean.
That should be illegal. That gives the same vibe as pouring the milk and then pouring the cereal. Like that just makes me uncomfortable.
I don't think people do actually do that. I can't fathom. And if they do, those people aren't real.
Like that's just.
They're robots.
That's weird.
They're AI.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you would like to say? Any closing remarks? Anything you wish you would have said? Anything at all?
Ooh. Honestly, stop laughing at me. Nothing crazy. Like, I mean, I talked about a lot of the big things of like,
mm-hmm,
you know, being confident in who you are. I think another thing, I told Bailey I was going to talk about this. Women in sports.
Oh, yeah.
Women in sports is up and coming and it is a big thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bet on her, man.
Bet on her. Women in sports is very up and coming. And as we saw, the women's basketball national championship exceeded the men's.
By 4 million.
Again.
By 4 million.
Again.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. And I just want to put emphasis on it. Sports is sports. there's men's sports, there's women's sports, whatever. But sports is sports, and at the end of the day, like, I don't know, like, embrace the women. Mm-hmm. Embrace yourself, especially if I'm talking to younger girls. Mm-hmm. Embrace it because, yeah, we've seen in the past, like, up until literally now, like, last year.
Yes.
Men's sports has been dominating in every aspect. I mean, and you think about certain sports, like, obviously, when you think about volleyball, and you would think about probably women's volleyball, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? But when you think about, like, basketball, you're going to most likely think of men's basketball. Not now. Not anymore.
Nope.
Everything's on the table. Everyone's out there. Everyone mm-hmm. has a platform and all this stuff. And, like, which, honestly, when thinking about it, it, like, makes me, like, a little nervous when thinking about it. Because, like, volleyball's on the up and coming, too. I mean, not as big as girls' basketball.
But especially with the new pro leagues.
Exactly.
Which wasn't a thing. And now it is. Yeah.
Exactly.
There's going to be three pro leagues. That's just
It's nuts. So crazy. And it makes me, like, seeing, like, going to LSU and being at a school where we have such prominent women's athletes, and you've been at two schools now where you have such prominent women athletes.
So cool.
And, like, it is the coolest experience being around, like, these huge names and people that are just themselves. You know what I mean? And these people get so much hate and all this stuff, and they are just them. Mm-hmm. And they're perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And they're amazing. And they're such great people. And all these girlies growing up, I want you to know that with women's basketball or women's sports in general, just growing, like, know that you can still be you. Like, you don't have to change, because I feel like, in a sense, media, people think when media comes, like, you know what I mean? Like, in a sense, you're like, you get nervous mm-hmm. and you get, like,
you have to put on, like, a facade in a way.
Show. Yep. Yeah. Like, you have to, and it's sad. And, like, I think women's sports now, like, with the basketball world especially, you have seen that, like, you can be just yourself, because at the end of the day, that's who you are. You mm-hmm. are just yourself, and you're still gonna get the recognition you deserve. Mm-hmm. And I love women's sports. I love women. I love women in sports. I love them so much, and I'm so glad I go to this school mm-hmm. because I can't fathom that I'm at a school where, like, what, like, when I think of LSU now, like, you know, you thought of LSU before, you're thinking football.
Yep.
You think of LSU now, I don't know what I'm thinking. But I'm probably thinking women's basketball.
Gymnastics.
I'm thinking gymnastics. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking volleyball, because I'm a volleyball player. But like, I'm thinking, gymnastics even too. Like, mm-hmm. it is so cool being around such great female athletes that are just happy to be them and happy to represent their sport, because women have been hidden in sports for so mm-hmm. long. It is so cool, and I'm so thankful. So just embrace it, girls. Like, literally embrace the fact that you are a woman, because being a woman is great. It is awesome. We love being a woman. Mm-hmm. And if you're a woman in sports, embrace that too, because you work just as hard. No one can say you don't work any harder or the games are different. No, you are a woman in sports, and nothing will change that. You are perfect the way you are. Mm. I love women in sports. Embrace it. Love it, because once you're not a woman in sport anymore, it's going to be sad.
Yeah.
I'm going to be so sad. I'm gonna be so sad when I'm not, like, a woman athlete anymore. It's such a cool time to be a woman in sports too. Mm-hmm. Like, it's such a cool time.
Mm-hmm. It's a cool time to experience, for sure.
Oh my God, it's so cool.
Like, I love the little girls that are growing up with this as the norm.
Exactly.
Like, I can only imagine how much it's impacting me as a current collegiate athlete, and then imagine the girls who are, like, getting into sports because they're seeing it on TV everywhere they go.
I see the videos or the mm-hmm. posters people make for, like, Caitlin, and I'm like,
yeah, I used to do this, and now I play basketball, and I'm like,
oh my God, like, cool. Oh my God, like, what was that one where it was, like, history, and then it was, like, her story. I was like,
It's, yeah.
I love it. I love this path. I oh my God, I love the way sports is going right now. I love it.
I agree. But everyone's like, I understand why Bailey's friends with her now.
They're like, wow, that girl can jump.
Wow. Well, also, we are very, 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 very similar in many ways, and I love it.
In a lot of ways.
A lot
of
Well, Ella, thank you for coming on the podcast.
I'll be back.
She will be back. Make sure to obviously stay up to date with us throughout LSU volleyball. Obviously, I will be done after this season. Ella has many seasons ahead of her, so make sure you stay up to date with her. Again, I hope that after this episode you learn that Ella's an amazing human being, and she is a ray of sunshine, and I am so happy that LSU brought me her, and I know she's going to be a lifelong friend, and I'm so grateful that you guys got to listen to our fun, goofy conversation and learn a little bit about Ella, and I hope that you guys enjoyed, and I will see you guys on next week's episode. So have a good one. See you next time.
Bye.